internet tuned to ronpaulradio.us. This is the Freedom Message with Stephen Vincent. The next 55 minutes, yours in liberty in support of Ron Paul for President of the United States.
Thank you very much for tuning in. So, things have been very exciting lately in the Ron Paul universe. We had the debate last week, which was, I think, Ron Paul's best performance on record. And there's a little bit of controversy that has been stirred up by that debate after the fact. We had Giuliani giggling like a fool, basically, during Ron Paul's questions and during his answers. That's confirmed that it was, in fact, Rudy Giuliani laughing during Ron Paul's question and answer several times. And we are calling on people to contact the news media with their feelings about this and make an issue out of it. This needs to be an issue. This kind of juvenile behavior on the part of a presidential candidate is simply unacceptable. And one good way of contacting the media is to go to this website. It's fair.org, www.fair.org. And they have a media contact list right there, fair.org, and you can find all the contact information for major news media. Email them, call them, and demand that they cover and ask Rudy Giuliani for an apology for his performance that evening in the New Hampshire debate recently. So please follow up on that. I don't think that we can really let that go and just let it slip by the boards. It's easy to just kind of forget about it, but I don't think we should forget about it. I think he needs to be called to the carpet on this. Something else that's really interesting that emerged from that debate was this phony, made-up Fox News diner setup where they would cut to the supposed diners at a local New Hampshire eatery and get their views as if they were spontaneously catching some people just happen to be sitting around for dinner watching the debate on TV. Well, as it turns out, it was entirely staged. Entirely staged. The people were handpicked. They may very well have been actors. We don't know that, but in any case, it was staged and handpicked. Once again, an example of the news, quote-unquote, purporting to be unbiased, purporting to be genuine, and in fact being staged, rehearsed, and with an agenda. So I think that Fox News needs to be called onto the carpet for trying to portray to the American people that they are reporting fair and unbalanced when in fact they are concocting scenarios and trying to pass it off as real life. And so contacting Fox News, again, you can go to fair.org, F-A-I-R.org for all the media contact information. And let them know what you think about their manipulation of the media. Fred Thompson, he announced his candidacy recently, and I'm announcing that soon I will be launching Facts on Fred Thompson, Facts on Fred Thompson. We'll call it Facts on Fred, Project Facts on Fred for short, where we will be compiling everything that you, our listeners, can get together on Fred Thompson. And recently it emerged that Mr. Thompson, well, let's start with the Salt Lake Tribune article on Fred Thompson. Apparently, he had his campaign launch in Salt Lake City. And this really big deal, this really big candidate, well, what happened? He had four, count them, four Fredheads showed up to launch his campaign. That's what they could muster. Four. I don't think there has ever been a Ron Paul appearance, let alone a major campaign announcement, where there has been four supporters present. This has never happened, and it never will, because it's more likely to be 400 anytime, at minimum, anytime Ron Paul appears anywhere to do anything at all. Once again, what's up with Fred Thompson? Seems to me he's yet another media-engineered, created, packaged, polished, and boxed fake, phony conservative. Okay? This is complete, complete packaging, lies, manipulation. Fred Thompson has no support other than what is generated for him by the media. It's as simple as that. And he also announced some slogans that he is getting around now. Let me see if I can find that information for you. He is now saying that his slogans are going to be security. Gosh, can't find that. Sorry for you. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. My apologies. Something like security, prosperity, and something else. And I find it really interesting. And the comment is for the greater good. So his theme is security, prosperity, for the greater good. Now, the last time I checked, a term like the greater good had a lot more to do with collectivism and socialism than it did with conservatism. So how is this guy passing himself off as a conservative when he's spouting essentially socialist collectivist themes for the greater good? Okay? No, this country is not about for the greater good, sacrificing your individuality to the state and to the larger good. No, this country is about individual freedoms. This country is about personal responsibility. This country is about protecting the rights of the individual and fostering the freedom and creativity and liberty of the individual, not giving up your rights to the state, which is apparently the implication of Mr. Thompson's new themes, his slogans. So I think that we need to get everything we can on Mr. Phony Conservative Fred Thompson. Get it to me at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. Everything you can find on him, get it to me. It will be posted on factsonfredthompson.com so that we will have a repository of information to refute the legitimacy of his phony, engineered, packaged, and polished campaign. Ron Paul will be appearing on the Bill O'Reilly Show this evening. That's at 5:30 p.m. I'm not sure exactly what time that frame that is. I got it as 5:30 p.m. I'm assuming that that is New York time. And that should be, a fireworks display. I think Ron is fired up, and he is not going to sit there passively and have Bill O'Reilly tell him to shut up. Because, you know, Bill O'Reilly is just really fond of telling his guests to shut up. I'd like to see him try to tell Ron Paul to shut up. I think that Ron Paul will not shut up. I think Ron Paul is going to give Bill O'Reilly a piece of his mind this evening, and he's going to give him what for. It should be very interesting, and of course we will have the audio for you and a discussion of that on tomorrow's show. The National TV Ads Campaign. Now, some people, Ron Paul supporters out there. One of them is my friend Lord Czar, and some other people are getting together to create some national TV commercials, and they've organized a campaign, a fundraising campaign, to get together money so that these commercials can be aired nationally across the country. And this is something that I think everyone should get involved in. I don't have a website address for you on this yet, but now let's see. You can email to get your pen, info@operationnh.com. OperationNH.com. That's NH like New Hampshire. info@operationnewhampshire.com to express your interest in participating in creating and funding and running commercials. And the date for this is, when they're going to run this, they have a particular week, National Commercial Week. I'm not seeing the exact date when they want to run it right now. A lot of this stuff just hits my inbox, you know, a few minutes before I go to air, so I don't always have everything right at my fingertips. But anyway, National Commercial Week, something that is in the process and working up. So Ron Paul supporters, taking responsibility, personal, individual responsibility, and working together as individuals to make things happen. That's how we're getting it done. Okay, congratulations to all who are participating in that project. Another thing I'd like to let you know about, next Monday, a week from today, is Constitution Day. That's right, it's National Constitution Day, the 17th of September. Now, this weekend is Constitution Weekend, and we are calling for a National Constitution Day celebration on Sunday, the 16th, the day before the official Constitution Day. We need every Ron Paul supporter, every Ron Paul supporter group to be out on the street with constitutions, distributing constitutions to the public. We should be getting out thousands and thousands and thousands and raising awareness of our Constitution, the peril in which it is, the state in which it is in right now, which is shredded, frayed at the edges, stomped upon, trampled. We need to pick it up off the floor, dust it off, and show people, hey, this is what's being done to your Constitution right now. We need to restore it. We need to restore it as the law of the land. We need a government of law, not a government of men. We need to have rules that govern this government, that govern this society. We don't need rulers. If you don't have rules, you have rulers. And that's what we've got right now. Constitution Day, very important that we all take that opportunity to raise awareness. So this coming Sunday, here in Los Angeles, we're going to be at the 3rd Street Promenade. We're going to be walking up and down the 3rd Street Promenade. We're planning on giving out thousands of copies of a specially produced Constitution. On one page, there will be the Constitution text. On the opposite page, there will be quotes from Ron Paul on the relevant text. So if you'd like more information about that, I will be sending out an email, but you can also email me at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net, freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. So, coming up here in Los Angeles this Wednesday, Ron Paul will be visiting Southern California. He will be participating in a rally, a Ron Paul rally, at 3 o'clock Pacific time at the University of Southern California from 3 to 4 p.m. Now, before the rally, there is a breakfast, a fundraising breakfast, $500 a seat, fundraising breakfast in the morning, 9 to 11 in Pasadena. And then after that, there is the rally from 3 to 4. There's a press conference, I believe, from 1 to 2. 3 to 4 is the rally. After the rally, there is a cocktail with Ron Paul, cocktail reception at the University of Southern California at the Cap and Gown Club. And then after that, there is a private dinner with Ron Paul, $2,000 dinner in La Crescenta at the Bill Johnson Ranch. So all of these events are available for you to participate in, and we insist if you are a Ron Paul supporter anywhere in the Southern California area, you absolutely, positively must be there. For more information, visit RonPaul2008LA.com. RonPaul2008LA.com. Now, also, there will be a rally in San Francisco. Ron Paul will be in San Francisco on the 13th, L.A. on the 12th, San Francisco on the 13th, Thursday the 13th at UC Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, in Sproul Plaza from 3 to 4 p.m., from 3 to 4 p.m. in the University of Berkeley. There will also be fundraising activities throughout the day as well, before the rally and after the rally. For more information on that, just go to RonPaul2008.com, RonPaul2008.com, the official campaign website. Right on the front page, lower right-hand corner, there are links to all of this. There isn't anything up there right now about the rally, but just for your note, if you're in San Francisco, anywhere in the Bay Area, get down to UC Berkeley's Sproul Plaza, 3 to 4 p.m. on Thursday the 13th. Rally for Ron Paul. Folks, we got to turn out for this. We got to turn out. We've got to be there. Take the day off. It's freedom. Use it or lose it, just like those sick days they give you. Okay, now's the time to use it, because if you don't use that sick day, you're going to lose it, right? Same thing with your freedom. Use it or lose it. Now, take the day off. Be there for these fundraisers. Be there for these rallies. It's too important. Our country is at stake. We have to take action now. Okay, we have a very limited historical window of opportunity before us. It's a very small time frame that we have right now. We have the opportunity to make a change. We can get this guy elected if we take action. Okay? Please, please, get out from behind your computer. Okay? Please, do whatever it takes to take the day off. Get a babysitter, whatever it takes. Be there in Los Angeles, September 12th, in San Francisco, the 13th. I believe on the 14th he's going to be in Seattle. He's doing a whole West Coast tour. Please, friends, please. Ron Paul stands up for you. He stands up for you at the debates. He doesn't waver. He does not fail us. He always stands up for what's right. You hear it in his voice. You see it in his eyes. Okay, we cannot fail him. We cannot fail him. If he stands up for us, how can we not stand up for him? We must. We must. So please, everything that you need to do to be there and bring as many friends, family, associates as you can to these rallies. Very important. Okay, so this weekend we were out in the California State GOP convention, and we spoke with Nate Howe, who's an assistant organizer at the Los Angeles Ron Paul meetup. And we recorded our interview with him and his report on the California State GOP convention. So we're going to go ahead and play that for you now. It's a long file, but it's very entertaining. So go ahead, and we're going to roll that clip of the California GOP convention, CAGOP convention. Do we have that clip? Hello? Okay, we're looking for that clip right now. We'll have that up for you in a moment. Good, so back to Constitution Day. We're going to be putting together a special edition of the Constitution for you to download and duplicate and get out. So that's going to be available in the next couple of days. And if you'd like more information about that, go ahead and visit www.ronpaulradio.us, ronpaulradio.us. Okay, we're ready with that clip now from the California State GOP Convention.
Nate, how?
Hi, Nate. This is Stephen Vincent from the Freedom Message calling to get your report on what's happening at in front of the California GOP Convention in Indian Wells, California.
Definitely. Whoa, there's some honks right now for Ron Paul. You hear those?
All right.
Everywhere we go in Palm Springs, if you hold up a sign for Ron Paul, you hear the horns blowing, you see people waving. I think Palm Springs knows Ron Paul.
Awesome.
We've had an interesting morning. We're outside the Hyatt Hotel. Oh, there's another beef right there. Stephen, right now I'm stationed at the corner of the 111 highway and the main road that leads up to the Hyatt, the private road that the hotel maintains. And I'm just walking along here with my Ron Paul signs. People see those signs, you hear them blowing the horn in the background. So I've got an interesting turn of events. We had a very good morning. We had about 15 Ron Paul supporters show up, coming from as far away as L.A., driving to Palm Springs to support Ron Paul. And we have a nice table set up in the convention area. We have a DVD that plays on a continuous loop so people can come by and see Dr. Paul speaking. And we had a number of supporters out on the main road holding signs. And earlier this morning, John McCain's town car was at a traffic light, and we surrounded the car demonstrating Ron Paul signs in front of John McCain. So John McCain's car then continued, drove away. It didn't come into the hotel at that point. Meanwhile, we had hung up Ron Paul signs along the entire Hyatt driveway leading up to the hotel. I'd say we had about 15 to 20 signs on each post. And so if anyone who drove into this hotel this morning, you had to see Ron Paul. And some of our other supporters, in fact, who are working the table, they came in and they saw the signs. They said it looked great. Well, wouldn't you know, about 10 minutes ago, John McCain's limo finally arrived because he's going to be speaking here today. And I would say about a minute to a minute and a half after his limo reached the hotel, they sent a security person out to start taking down our signs, signs that had been up since about 8 o'clock this morning, and the hotel hadn't even been concerned. Hotel staff had already seen the signs. They hadn't done anything about the signs yet. And, in fact, we had a very peaceful group of demonstrators today. Everybody was very enthusiastic about Ron Paul, very professional, well-dressed, and just conducting ourselves the right way. And the hotel staff even used a golf cart to bring our people from the hotel back down to the street. And now they're taking down our signs, and I think it was a good chance it's because John McCain doesn't like seeing Ron Paul signs when he comes to speak.
I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure that he doesn't. Well, that's certainly an interesting story, Chris.
Yeah, so we're going to adjust the strategy a little bit. We're going to leave the signs out on the 111 highway. The hotel can't touch those. And we're going to proceed to walk through the convention and make sure that people are seeing our shirts, people are seeing our pins, and people know who Ron Paul is. But there's strength in numbers. As more and more people started to arrive, I think they realized that we're here to be taken seriously.
Absolutely. Well, good work. I'm glad that you're there representing. How's the weather today?
I can tell you the weather is heating up. You know, that's very typical of Palm Springs. We had a nice cool morning. It's heating up, but nothing but some water and some trips to the hotel for air conditioning don't take care of. And when you have a cause and you're out here campaigning for someone you believe in, you don't notice the heat, I don't think. I don't think it affects you the same way.
Sure.
So, you know, we're rotating and everybody's, you know, doing their part. And I would say we had a very successful morning. My only disappointment is why the hotel suddenly took an interest in us when otherwise they were, you know, they were very cooperative and didn't seem to notice us before.
Well, this sort of thing does seem to happen with some frequency. So I guess we kind of got to get used to it, but you know, deal with it in a professional and polite and civilized way, the way Ron Paul would deal with it. You know,
he certainly
set a good example the other night during the debate when he was not dealt with in anything like a civilized, professional, and courteous way at the debate. And with the way the questions were posed to him were very aggressive and derisive, with the way Giuliani was laughing at him while the questions were being asked and during his responses. He maintained his cool. He stood his ground. He was strong and firm, yet at no point allowed himself to sink to the level of the juvenile and disrespectful behavior of his opponents.
Stephen, if you ask me, the reason why Ron Paul is a good debater and why he doesn't take those attacks personally is because he's Founding Father material. Founding Fathers knew that you debate the issue and then collectively you come to the best conclusion for everybody. And, you know, we finally saw in the debate this past week some real debating. Instead of grandstanding and one-liners, we actually saw some debating, and Ron Paul brought that to us.
Absolutely.
And I think hopefully that'll set the tone for debates to come. I can also give you an example of how Ron Paul's supporters showed character, even in the process of demonstrating today for Ron Paul. A couple of guys came along with their McCain signs. Now, this was about an hour ago, and they came along, and you know, a couple of jokers. There were much more of us than there were of them. But rather than being mean to them, we invited them to demonstrate their signs with ours. And I told them, I said, no matter what, we need to have a Republican, not President Hillary Clinton. And so they held their signs, and we held our signs, and we all got along together because we were here for the purpose of informing the public that they need to take an interest in this election. And I personally think we had more people blowing their horn, smiling, and waving in the direction of the Ron Paul signs. But again, there was no reason to be mean to them. Everybody's here for the same reason. We're demonstrating for something we believe in.
So as far as organized support, though, as I would imagine, as usual, Ron Paul supporters are pretty much the predominant force there.
I'll tell you this. With the exception of those two jokers from McCain, there's nobody out on the street. There's nobody carrying signs. If people believe in their candidate, they're not showing it the way we are. I was expecting to maybe see some other lawn signs or a few people demonstrating out on the corner. And it was a monopoly. It was all Ron Paul people. The Ron Paul supporters will drive long distances and they'll sacrifice their personal time because, this is our chance. This is our chance to take America back. And as Ron Paul says, his platform is very easy to summarize. It fits in a document called the Constitution.
Absolutely. And we have something substantive to support, whereas the other campaigns only have platitudes. And it's tough to really get enthusiastically behind platitudes and canned positions that are designed to just appeal to the maximum number of people. It's easy to get behind honesty, integrity, and positions which are presented from the heart, positions that are presented with the interests of the American people behind them. And that's what we get from Ron Paul, and that's why we're so enthusiastic, and that's why we will drive, through from L.A. to Palm Springs and brave 100-degree temperatures for him, for his freedom message, and others will not do the same. That's just the qualitative difference in the candidates and the campaigns.
Yeah, and I believe the reason why we have this enthusiasm is right now you have supporters who have taken the time to get to know Ron Paul. More people get to know him, I think you'll just have more and more supporters. That's how it goes with Ron Paul. If you listen to what he has to say, if you look at his history, you find out they can't shoot any holes in his history. There's no flip-flopping in his position. This is consistency. This is Founding Father material, and we believe strongly that we're going to have continued support. We're looking forward to the rally next week at USC. Ron Paul is going to be coming to California, knows that California is an important state, and he's going to be out there with the people. And
absolutely,
I know that we're going to overflow into the streets.
Absolutely. I there's a quote by Gandhi that I'm fond of quoting, where he says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. And I think it's really great that we're now at the point where they're fighting us, you know, where they felt.
Oh, sure. I mean, you saw it when Fox News tries to catch Ron Paul in a line of questioning that might make a weaker man fall for their traps and embarrass himself on stage. That doesn't happen to Ron Paul. Every time you see them attack him, try to discredit him, say that his supporters are only on the internet. Well, guess what? Everybody's on the internet these days, and maybe if everybody isn't, at least it's far more each year. Every mainstream media outlet has embraced the internet as a channel for their promotions. Yet when we use it to promote freedom and peace, suddenly the internet is marginalized. So.
Well, I think
people are smart enough to see through that.
One can certainly argue that if you don't have supporters on the internet, do you have any actual real support? Because the support of the McCains and the Giulianis and the Romneys and the Thompsons come from passive support, from the support that's engendered by brainwashing through the television set. People are told, you like Fred Thompson, you like Giuliani. And they simply accept this programming into their minds. They're passively receiving and not acting, only receiving, so that at some point the trigger is flipped and they go to the ballot box and cast their vote mechanically in this way, without real support for the candidate, just simply being brainwashed into convincing them to vote for that candidate. And I think there's a difference between voting for a candidate and supporting a candidate. And as far as actual support for a candidate, Ron Paul is winning this election hands down.
Sure, Stephen, I would even say human nature can affect all of us. Nobody finds it easy to be the lone voice. We want to identify with a group. We want to find fellow like-minded people. And sometimes you might find a candidate that you think is really the best candidate, but maybe he doesn't have that much support yet. What I'm seeing is that every Ron Paul supporter here stands behind each other, supports each other. If someone needs a bottle of water, they go get it for each other. If someone needs a break, they rotate. And we're not alone. We're a group, and we're becoming a bigger group. That is got to have these other candidates running scared, because they don't know how to create that energy. What they don't realize is Ron Paul didn't create that energy. He simply unleashed it when he reminded us that the Constitution is there, and it's our responsibility to make sure we have a constitutional government. Freedom is fun. Freedom is good for us, and we all feel better when we're free.
Absolutely.
As he said, he'd rather be poor and free.
Absolutely.
If he had to choose between losing his money or losing his freedom, he could come back from being poor, but you have to have freedom.
As long as you're free. And you're out there today, and you feel good by being there with your sign and supporting the freedom message. Like you said, it's good for you. It's healthy. And it feels good,
you
and
sleep,
it's fun,
sleep better.
And it's enjoyable. It's actually enjoyable to express your freedom. I think that's a really key point. And one thing I want to point out is, we don't have a lot of time. If we have one thing that's working against us, it's the time factor. And the time to act is now, and I mean literally now. If you are listening and you are a Ron Paul supporter, or you think you should be a Ron Paul supporter, now is the time to do like Nate is doing today. Now is the time to find a meetup group. If there isn't one in your area, to create one. If you don't know what to do, get in touch with me at www.ronpaulradio.us. Call me on the show. Anything you need to do, get in touch with somebody that can help you get in motion and taking action to spread the freedom message to others, because we just simply don't have a lot of time. If we had unlimited amount of time, as Nate is indicating, I mean, this thing is growing virally, and there's no question that we will take this country back. But in this election campaign, we only have basically until February to win the Republican nomination, which is what we need to do in order to win this election. And unfortunately, we just don't have a lot of time. And they're continually moving these primary elections up and up and up. So the time is even more urgent for us to take action at every opportunity. Today in Southern California, we're out at in Palm Springs at the GOP state convention, and we also have a crew of people out at the Los Angeles County State Fair at the Pomona Fairgrounds, and so we're working every big opportunity that we have to get the freedom message out to the people.
Stephen, as I always say, there's only two things you have that you can invest, time and money. And I would say this is the time everybody should be thinking, do I have some time I can give to this campaign? Do I have some money I can give to this campaign? Because at this point, it really is a moral question. Do you want to have a constitutional government, or do you want to go the way that so many civilized governments have gone in the past, which is toward tyranny and toward oppression? And this idea of freedom, middle class, every man can achieve a great life through his hard work, this is a new idea. And if we can't keep it alive, we're going to go back to the old ways, which is tyranny and slavery, in a sense, through the bad policies that we've allowed to take hold in this country.
And
I'm investing both, and I think everybody needs to say, even if I don't have the money, maybe I can put some time in, make some photocopies, call your friends, talk to them, point them to the websites that they should be reading, and getting that information to everybody's hands.
Absolutely. Whatever you can do, anything you can do, this is a very small window of opportunity in the historical framework that we have right now. We have to have our eyes open and see the chance, the opportunity, and the fact that it may not come up again. You know, we may not get this kind of a chance again. So we have to capitalize on it right now. This is the time. This is that thing that you've been waiting for. You know, I think I have a sense that the American people for many years, maybe since, you know, Kennedy was assassinated, they've been sort of waiting for something. You know, waiting for something to come along, waiting for an opportunity, a chance, something, waiting for this thing to happen or come along. Well, this is it. This is it, that thing that you've been waiting for. And now is the time. And we really need to recognize that and act on it, because as you're saying, you know, tyranny is upon us. And I think with the technological developments that we're seeing in this age, we could be in a far worse shape than previous epochs of human development, because of the means that technologically that are available to tyrants today puts things in another perspective.
Sure, I definitely agree. If people become students of history, they'll realize that this Western United States experience is really a blink in time. The majority of people throughout time have not lived as well as we do, and there's no guarantee that it'll stay that way. The reason it is this way is because people who had been oppressed tried to do something about it. And if you sit around complacent and fat and happy, and you don't get to know the game you're in and the world that you're in, then people want to take it away from you. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to see the establishment and the media fighting back, and you see them with each attack we launch, with a new campaign, new signs, new bumper stickers, new websites, new videos. Every time we do that, you see they fight back a little more, and they fight back. And if you don't believe it, just watch the way Fox News talked to Dr. Paul during the debate. If he wasn't becoming relevant, they wouldn't fight with him.
Absolutely. It's the best sign in the world. That you know, like I said, once they're attacking you, once they're fighting you, then you're on the verge of winning. It means you're getting somewhere. That means you're making progress. If they're still in the ignore you phase or laugh at you phase, then, you know, maybe you're not making such great progress. But once they start fighting you, now, you know, okay, we're really getting somewhere here. We're really getting somewhere. And the news articles that are coming out in, for example, the Wall Street Journal yesterday, interesting piece where the Wall Street Journal commentator said, she said just that, well, maybe something's happening here, referring to the exchange between Ron Paul and Huckabee. And the debate, as you indicated, the actual debate that fired up for the first time, and she commented on that and said, "Wow, maybe something's happening." Actually, I have that right here. She says, "When 1,000 Republicans are in a room and one man of the eight on the stage takes a sharply minority viewpoint on a dramatic issue, and half the room cheers him, something's going on." So, there's this acknowledgement now that is starting to come out that something is going on with this campaign that cannot be laughed away, poo-pooed, you know, ridiculed, dismissed. We are real. I'm pretty sure I'm real. I know you're real.
I'm real, and I'll tell you, I'm really right here in the middle of them in Palm Springs. I'm going to be walking through the hotel in a few minutes. I'm wearing my Ron Paul Revolution T-shirt, and they're going to have to listen to us.
Absolutely.
I'm not leaving.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to accept that this is on the move. They're going to have to either join or get out of the way.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm going to let you get back to work. And
all right.
Feel free to
keep up with the good job, and we appreciate your support coming into this weekend, and keep up the good job with the radio show.
All right, that was Nate Howe speaking with me on Saturday morning as Ron Paul supporters gathered in the middle of the desert and in 100-degree heat to support Ron Paul at the California State GOP convention. And that's what it's going to take to win this thing, folks, that kind of commitment. Driving hundreds of miles through the middle of the desert and gathering people together to let a state GOP convention know we are here, we are real, and we truly do support Ron Paul for president. We are the future of the Republican Party. So get used to it. We ain't going away. And I did actually wanted to get back to that Fred Thompson slogan. This is just, I found his official website. His slogan is, get ready for this, security, unity, prosperity. Security, unity, prosperity. That sounds like something from the Soviet Union. Okay, our conservative communist. Okay, security, unity, prosperity. Security. I'm appealing to all those people that are scared of every shadow that we can cast. If you're afraid, vote for me. I'll give you security. I'll keep you safe. Unity. Unity? Excuse me, what does that mean? That we have to be united, like Huckabee said, in doing the wrong thing? Let's all be united in doing the wrong thing. Yeah, real good idea. Let's just keep doing the same thing we've been doing and be united about it, because all that matters is sticking together as a nation. To heck with the fact that we're doing it all wrong, that we're screwing the country up, that we're killing the world. Oh, let's unite. Unity. I can feel good about that. Unity, because I'm together with everybody else, and then I feel safe and secure. Yes, now I feel safe, because Fred's going to protect me, and I'm going to be united under Fred. United under the Fred state. Oh, yes. Oh, and that's going to give us prosperity. Then we'll be prosperous, because if we're safe and we're united, then everything will go really well, and we'll be prosperous. Okay, this is communism. Excuse me, this is socialism. And this guy wants to call himself a conservative? He wants to call himself an American? Where the hell, excuse me, I'm upset, where did this come from? I'll tell you where it came from. I never get this upset. Folks, I have not gotten angry in quite a while. I have not shouted, I have not yelled. This is the first time you're hearing it. This is me. This is me having a breakdown, okay, overseeing somebody who's pretending to be a conservative defender of the Constitution and spouting a communist slogan. Socialism. Security, unity, prosperity. This is Nazism, okay, or socialism or something like that. It has nothing to do with Americanism, with our country, with our Constitution, with our way of life. Security, unity, prosperity. Prosperity comes from security, being safe, having the state take care of you, from being united behind the state, okay, and then you get prosperity. That is socialism. Excuse me, I am upset, I admit it. Okay, and then here, this is right on Fred08.com. You don't believe me? Log on. Fred08.com. We are steeped in the tradition of honor and sacrifice for the greater good. Straight out of Eastern Bloc socialism. Where does this come from? I'm going to tell you right now. It comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, which Fred Thompson is a member of. That is a globalist socialist organization committed to a world government eliminating national sovereignty and eliminating freedom from this planet. That's what they exist for, and he is a member of, and he takes their cues from them, and they wrote this for him. They wrote this for him. Okay? This is where it's coming from. I don't know why. I don't know why. This has tripped something in me. This has tripped a wire somewhere in my circuits, and it has really upset me. There's something about this guy that really upsets me, and I do not upset easily. If you have listened to my programs, you have never heard me go off like this, and believe me, there have been plenty of reasons to. But there's something about this guy that is particularly insidious. You know, Giuliani is obvious, okay? I don't get mad about Giuliani because he's so obvious, okay, of what a true slime and creep he is, okay? But this guy, what upsets me is that he has the potential for fooling a lot of people, and a lot of people that might otherwise have voted for Ron Paul, and maybe that's why I'm getting upset. Okay, that's on fredthompson.com. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. I need your help. I need your help to get everything we can on this guy, because we cannot let him get away with this. Okay, I'm going to take a breath. I got that off my chest. We have another clip for you. Our good friends down in the San Diego Ron Paul meetup group had a Ron Paul caravan on a Saturday night, and they went out and had a good time caravanning around town in the busy part of town where people were out at clubs and restaurants, and I did a little interview with them. Great group of people. So we're going to go ahead and roll that San Diego clip now.
Hi, this is Stephen Vincent, and I'm on live with Mike Benoit, the Ron Paul meetup organizer in San Diego, and they've had a busy day of support activities for Ron Paul in San Diego today. Right now, they're gathered together in downtown San Diego, and they've got a half dozen cars all Ron Pauled up to do a Ron Paul caravan around busy downtown San Diego here on a Saturday night. Talk about dedication on a Saturday night. They're out Ron Pauling. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Oh, doing real good, and actually this is not work at all. This is fun.
You are right about that. It is fun. It is a heck of a lot of fun to do a Ron Paul caravan. So what you got there? You got about a half dozen cars, you said?
We got a half dozen cars. We got them decked out with the Ron Paul for President magnetic signs on the side and on the back, and we've got Ron Paul for President car top signs that light up like beacons.
Beautiful.
So it's going to look pretty hot going through downtown San Diego.
Awesome.
You want me to pass the phone around to some of the guys here? And you can.
Sure, go for it.
All right, hang on a second.
You're on the radio. You're on the radio?
No. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. I don't know what I want to say, but I think this is... am I talking to someone?
Yes, this is Stephen Vincent with the Freedom Message.
It's Hi, Stephen.
It's a call-in talk show. And what's your name?
My name's Rob.
Hey, Rob. So you're going to do some Ron Paulin tonight on a Saturday night.
We are. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. All right. And you got your car all Ron Pauled up?
Yeah, we got some car magnet signs. We got some music. We're gonna play a whole bunch of cars. But we're gonna do a caravan, I guess. Here, it's pretty exciting.
All right, fun. And now, is it really busy in downtown San Diego? People are going to be out on the town and going to restaurants and such.
Oh yeah, the gas lamp downtown is usually very busy, so we should have a lot of exposure.
Awesome. Well, we did a caravan here in Los Angeles on July 4th. We had 20 cars all around L.A. on July 4th, all done up with flags and Ron Paul paraphernalia. And excellent. So how long have you been a Ron Pauler?
Oh, many, many, many years.
Uh-huh.
I can remember.
So you're not a newbie to the Freedom Message.
No.
Thanks. All right. You really you must feel like finally my day has come.
Yes.
you thought it would never get here, but here it is. Your time has come.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Let me pass you on to another member of our group here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Stephen Vincent. I'm the host of The Freedom Message. And
okay, Stephen.
What's your name?
My name is Sue Ellen.
Hi, Sue Ellen. So you're going to have a fun night of Ron Pauling in a caravan tonight.
Oh, yes. I was so thrilled because I was talking to my buddies here, and I said, well, why don't we do a caravan? And they picked it up, and we're off to go.
It's awesome.
Great. We're gonna go down to the through Old Town and downtown San Diego. And I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and I got stuck in the traffic. And I thought, well, this is a great place to get stuck in the traffic with Ron Paul signs. And so that's what we're gonna do.
Do you generally drive around with Ron Paul stuff on your car?
Absolutely, I do. I have magnets, and then I just got one to go on top of my car, and it's really great. People really do look at them.
Absolutely,
especially at nighttime when they're all lit up.
Absolutely, I have my car permanently Ron Pauled up. I call it the Paul Mobile.
That's right.
Yes, and you know, I cannot go to the grocery store or the post office or wherever I go, and I'm putting my groceries in the trunk, and someone every day comes up to me and taps me on my shoulder and says, so what's this Ron Paul? Or I heard about that Ron Paul. Or even better, I love Ron Paul. Can I have a bumper sticker? I tell you, I've given out dozens of bumper stickers just that way alone, you know?
Yeah. That's happened for me, too. I've given out cards and bumper stickers and poster boards, all kinds of things. It's really great. If it makes me feel real good. Oh. I feel like I'm really doing something.
Absolutely. Even just wearing your T-shirt around, you know, you can get that kind of an effect as well. You know?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Sure. All right. Would you like to talk to one more person?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm Stephen Vincent, the host of The Freedom Message. And what's your name?
My name's Roy.
Hey, Roy. So you're going to have some fun Ron Paul in the town, huh?
Yeah. It's been a full Ron Paul day for me. I've been spent all afternoon. I was doing some freeway bannering on I-5. And that went really, really well. There was about a million good responses for about 3 hours, just lots of honks and waves and hooting and hollering and stuff, so that was fun.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing when you go out there with the signs? I consider it somewhat of an actual poll because, you know, a significant percentage of the cars that drive by honk and thumbs up and pull over and ask you for a bumper sticker and this kind of reaction, you know, it really gives the lie to that 2% number they're constantly telling us. You know, it makes me say there's just no way that there's a 2% support for Ron Paul, at least not where I live anyway.
Absolutely. Here in San Diego, it seems to be at least 50-50. I've at least heard of him. And then most people who have heard of him seem to be into him. So, yeah, it's definitely way more than 2%.
You know, it's possible that the establishment might be in for a mighty surprise come Election Day.
Absolutely. If we keep doing our job, getting his name out there, and everybody, once people hear about him, they're going to get excited about him just like me. So,
Do you think you'll be coming up to Los Angeles for Ron Paul's appearance on the 12th?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to have to take a day off of work and probably jump on an Amtrak, but I want to get up there for that, actually, yeah.
I sent Mike an email today, and I'm sure he'll let everybody know, but you can let people know as well that there's an opportunity to participate in a raffle. If you contribute $25 to the Ron Paul campaign using a specific code that I sent Mike, that contribution will count as a raffle ticket towards a $500 seat at the upcoming fundraising events in the morning and in the afternoon.
So, well, I'd definitely be interested in that.
Yeah, and you have a really good chance of winning because after 20 entries, I pull a winner. So you've basically got a 1 in 20 chance, and if you don't donate, say, $100, that's 4 tickets. You've got a 4 in 20 chance or a 1 in 5 chance of winning. Not bad odds. So maybe can give a consideration to that. And also, we're going to be getting an airplane to fly over Los Angeles on September 11th and 12th. The airplane will have lights. It's like a advertising board attached to the underside of the airplane. Flashing lights, Ron Paul, 2008, L.A., September 12th, USC, and that'll be on the 11th and the 12th, and we need some contributions to pay for that as well. So if you guys can help us out with that, that'd be totally awesome too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so that's what's going on over here. I'm looking forward to meeting you on the 12th. If you make your way up, I'll be broadcasting the show live from USC. Come on up and make your acquaintance with me. I'd love to meet you then.
So, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing there today. You said you were out doing some bannering
Today I was just doing the freeway bannering, and that's my favorite thing to do because there's just the sheer numbers of people who are seeing a big Ron Paul for President sign. Here in San Diego, we get a lot of traffic, and it's just packed with about 6 lanes, packed with cars, and they're all looking at Ron Paul. And then they're seeing me waving and jumping around, all excited, just energized, because I love it so much. And they just honk, and it goes really, really well.
Oh, yeah. It is a lot of fun, definitely. And it feels good to be expressing your freedom.
Absolutely.
It really it literally feels good, you know.
I was active duty military for 7 years. I just got out, and I never felt more patriotic or more American than when I do Ron Paul stuff, when I do the freeway bannering, when I drive around with my big lighted sign on top of my car and all that stuff. It makes me really feel like I'm earning my liberty.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you're supporting Ron Paul, all you're basically doing is supporting the Constitution, which is the core of what we are as a nation. So, you know, how can you not feel good about that?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it. Is there anybody else who would like to chat?
Actually, we're about to leave and start this caravan.
So. All right. Well, go ahead and put Mike back on the phone. Have a good time.
You got it.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got a great crew there, Mike.
Yeah, this is part of them. We're really active down here.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really glad that we had a chance to speak with you today.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add? You said you were you did the bannering, and was there another activity that you did today as well?
Well, yeah, we had people out bannering at different locations, and then other people were out passing out Ron Paul for President cards, putting them on windows, car windows. And then we had some people in the office helping put together some administrative stuff to get us more organized to go down the road with more activities.
Well, it's been great talking to you, and don't be a stranger calling to the show anytime just to tell us what you've been doing.
Okay, so there we were with Mike Benoit and his crew of Happy Ron Paulers in San Diego. Very busy day for them. 3 different activities all going on at the same time. And when you take a look at that and you see how, you know, in Los Angeles on that same day, we were out in at the state GOP convention and at the state fairground in Pomona at the same time, and you multiply that across the entire country and get a picture of in every city, in towns, small towns across the country, this kind of activity going on every day.
This is the most significant political movement to happen in this country, probably since the civil rights movement in the 60s and the anti-war movement. Okay? I mean, well, it is. There's been nothing like this. And we're just getting warmed up. So, and interesting, I'm prompted to tell you a story about something that happened to me the other day. I have an older model car, and right now it's experiencing some difficulties when it gets hot. Well, the fuel system just shuts down. And so here I am on my way to a Ron Paul meetup to make some banners that we're going to be hanging this evening, Ron Paul in the town, to hang some freeway banners. And my car stops in the middle of the road. So there I am parked at an intersection in the middle of the road with my flashers on. I call, of course, my Ron Paulers, and they're on their way to come down and get me. And then somebody traveling in the opposite direction pulls over, gets out of his car, young man, and says, "Hey, I see that you have some trouble. Can I give you a hand? Can I give you a push?" I said, "Oh, no, that's all right. I've got some friends on their way down to help me out." He said, "I saw your Ron Paul in your window, because my windows all painted up Ron Paul and my bumper stickers all over the car front and back." And he said, "I saw your Ron Paul. I just couldn't leave you there. Couldn't leave you there." And he said, "I love Ron Paul." And I said, "Oh, well, thank you so much." And, of course, you know, I got out of my car, and I asked him, "You want a bumper sticker?" Gave him a bumper sticker and some window signs and some material, and I told him how to get a hold of a meetup to go to ronpaul.meetup.com. And this is the kind of thing that happens to me on a daily basis just from Ron Pauling my car. I mean, literally on a daily basis. So, folks, we are out there. There are people out there and that love this man, and they're not even in groups, but they love this man, okay? And I just meet them every day in this way. There I am, broken down on the side of the road, and someone says, "Wow, here's another Ron Paul supporter. I can't just leave him stranded. I got to get out and help this man." So, another example. So I haven't actually even given out the call-in number today. We're going to go a few minutes over time today. We're at 32 past the hour. We'll go maybe a few minutes over. But if you did want to call in and ask a question, make a statement, or anything that you have to offer, 877-270-8714, 877-270-8714. 877-270-8714 is the call-in number. I just neglected to give that out today. I apologize, but certainly do love to take your calls at any time. And also, I want you to have my website. Okay, the old website, which is up right now, and it will continue to be up, is www.ronpaulradio.us, ronpaulradio.us. And new website will be RonPaulFreedomMessage.com, www.RonPaulFreedomMessage.com. That's not up yet, but it will be soon. And we got a nice little piece of audio from Ron Paul in the spin room after the debate in New Hampshire recently, and I thought that it was a nice interview, and I thought I would share that with you, something for you to listen to, of Ron Paul speaking recently. This thing hasn't made the rounds. I don't think too many people have heard this, so let's go ahead and have a listen to Ron Paul in the spin room. Roll it.
Congressman Paul, you knocked him out of the park tonight. 4-for-4, it sounded like to me.
We did well. I guess the verdict will come shortly.
Well, you obviously come across as the one person up here who at least has done their homework the most. And you spoke unwaveringly each of the four times you got the opportunity to speak tonight. But most importantly, you got four opportunities to speak tonight. Do you feel as though you got a little bit more time than in the past?
Yeah, I did. And I got to discuss it a little bit with Governor Huckabee, and that gave me a little extra time. So, yes, they don't give us as much time. They don't give me as much time, but it's a lot better than getting no time.
Right. Governor Huckabee actually did have a pretty credible response that last time, a good response. I thought that was a very engaging dialogue. I actually would have liked to have heard more of that. That was the first time I've seen actually good, constructive dialogue, honest discussion. Did you feel
the
same way?
Yes, I think so, and I recognize that problem, but staying and making things worse doesn't solve that problem. But it is a mess, but we don't know exactly what will happen when we will leave, and that's the argument for coming home. If you're doing something wrong, you don't continue to do it. See, I consider it an immoral war,
right?
because we weren't attacked, and I consider it unconstitutional and illegal under international law. So to continue to do it just because it's a mess isn't enough justification for me to stay.
Well, John Kerry got vilified back in 2004 when he made the statement of who's going to be the last American soldier to die in Iraq for possibly this lost cause. And you're not saying that, but you are just saying that, you know, there's no more benefit of a stand there.
Yeah, and my argument is much bigger than this war. My argument is to change foreign policy that we've had for 100 years, especially since Woodrow Wilson, of us under this grandiose scheme of making the world safe for democracy. It's not viable. It's not practical. It's not constitutional. It doesn't work. And they were complaining that we should stay and win. But we haven't won in war since World War II because we haven't declared them. So it's a policy statement overall that I'm dealing with, not just the tactical maneuvering of troops. And I did say that in the
background. Well, Huckabee and everyone else is making the point about honor. How do you address just the issue of retaining our honor?
Am I less honorable because I argued the case of the Constitution and I want to save troops and I argued the case before they went in? I think it would be very honorable to make sure 6,000 Americans hadn't been killed and 30,000 not wounded. I would say that's equally, if not more, honorable.
Thank you for your time.
Good. So a nice little piece of audio from Ron Paul in the spin room after the New Hampshire debate. You know, I think that he was really on fire that day. He handled that interview well. He's as time goes by, he's getting more comfortable and more confident. And he's, he's just speaking better and more confidently, more forcefully. And it's really coming across now, and that's really, really pleasing to see. So, I am constantly receiving new Ron Paul songs. I know a single week has not gone by when I have not received a Ron Paul song. You heard at the beginning of the show a little piece that Steve Dorr wrote for me for the Freedom Message, a little intro piece. And thank you very much to Steve Dorr for writing that. And today, just before I went on air, a listener emailed me a new Ron Paul song. And this is Ron Paul, done to the tune of New York, New York. And so I'm going to leave you with that and invite you to come back to the Freedom Message again tomorrow at the same time. And jot this down in case I forget to tell you again. The number is 877-270-8714. My website, www.ronpaulradio.us. And you can also join my meetup. I have a meetup on ronpaul.meetup.com/496. And that's the best way to stay in touch with what I'm doing. And if you'd like to support the show, you can also go to my webpage and locate the store and go ahead and buy a T-shirt or another piece of Ron Paul paraphernalia to help me support the show. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow at the same time in taking your calls. And I'm going to leave you right now with Ron Paul. Ron Paul.
The constitutional heart of it, Ron Paul. Paul, Ron Paul. I want to wake up in a country that doesn't sleep to fight for our civil rights and liberty. These little man blues are melting away. We'll make a brand new start of it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. If we all lend a hand and stand up with this man, it's up to us to vote Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. I want to wake up in a country that's truly free.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Wave of the future, but the wave of the future will come.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences show on BBS Radio. Tune in or be tuned out.